Hey, t'écoutes quoi en ce moment ?
Radio Cham. Mais c'est quoi Radio Cham ?
La radio qui cuisine les ondes.
Bonjour à tous, nous sommes la classe de deuxième année BTS en alternance. Aujourd'hui, nous sommes ici suite à une préparation d'une séance radio en cours d'anglais. Donc nous allons vous faire une petite démonstration de ce qu'on a préparé. So, hello, welcome everyone. My name is Alex and you are listening to All Around the World. Today we are here with five amazing persons. They will talk about a lot of different things. So we will start with Simon. Welcome.
Hello.
Let's go.
Karine Jebel. Karine Jebel is a French author. She writes dark novels, noir fictions. Her characters are all teased by all sorts of questions, problems. They evolve in a cold and dark universe. Sometimes they have hopes, but mostly these hopes are destroyed. With this quill fine and accurate, Jebel know how to go into their readers' minds and give us feeling.
That seems pretty good. Can you talk us about one or two novels, please?
Yes, of course. First, we will talk about Le Purgatoire des Innocents, which means the Purgatory of the Innocents. It's a novel about two brothers who rob a jewelry. One of them is hurt, so they call the vet and go with her to her home. In fact, this home belonged to a serial killer. After a lot of incidents, the readers keep in suspense, discovers the tragic history, and found out their fate is already sealed. Another novel, Satan était un ange. Satan was an angel, and he will become again. It's a story about two unknown persons whose fate was sealed. A man who will die because of cancer, and a young man who die because he's hunted by a killer. Meet on the road. They go together on the motorway to fly away their horrible fates, but in reality they go right inside the cow. Despite their desire for life, they will die, but why and how? Finally, Les morsures de l'ombre mean the bites of the shadow. It's a story about a man seduced by a woman, but the woman isn't an angel. She drugged him and locked up in her basement to torture him. But why? She's a killer, maybe for a ritual, a vengeance, or just madness. But his time is limited. In the dark, dirt, and the cold, he tried to survive, whatever the cost and whatever she wants.
Her book seems pretty special, but can you tell us what is your favorite book?
Thank you for your question. My favorite book is Purgatory of the Innocents, because it's the second I have read. For me, it's one of the darkest, saddest books, but brilliantly written. This was the first story that disturbed me, and the characters were written skillfully. They were endearing, and I followed us through the page, and I really liked that.
Why do you like this author?
Because I love her writing. It's very fine and accurate. She really knows how to touch my feeling with her word, and I wait for the next novel every year with impatience. Jebel is a successful author, and I hope this little presentation give you the desire to discover her book and her cry because of my favorite French author.
Okay, thank you very much. Now we will talk with Thierry. He will talk about a World Cup, but which one?
Hello everyone. Today I will talk about the Football World Cup, which started 2 days ago.
Where did it take place?
Takes place in Qatar, but not everyone is happy with this choice.
Can you tell us why?
Firstly, Qatar is a very hot country, and all the stadiums are air-conditioned, so it's really a disaster for the environment. And moreover, the stadium construction has been deadly for some workers, and the workers were very badly paid.
Oh my God, that's awful.
And I think it would be very immoral to support this competition.
Yes, of course.
That's why some people want to denounce the competition and its consequence. But I think it's too late because the competition has started, and only the other country could have avoided this competition.
Yeah, that's kind of sad. But let's talk about something more happier. Can you tell us what is your favorite country?
Personally, I support the French team, but I think it will not be easy for them because there are a lot of injured players.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Hi. Okay, so now we will talk with Hugo. Can you tell us what is your topic today, please?
Hello, everyone. My name is Hugo. So today we are going to speak about inflation in Europe and more in France.
Can you tell me what it is, the thing that you call inflation?
So inflation is the loss of the purchasing power of the currency, which results in a general and lasting increase of prices. It must be distinguished from the increase in the cost of living. The loss of currency value is a phenomenon that affects the national economy as a whole.
And how do you measure it?
Each household has different consumption habits. Some own a car and eat meat. Others only travel by public transport or are vegetarian. The average expenditure of all households determines the weight of various goods and services in the measurement of inflation. Since the introduction of the euro, it is necessary to have an instrument to measure inflation at the level of the eurozone, in order to avoid duplication or gaps in statistics and to be used in a way comparable between countries. This is what the HECP allows, based on a set of legally binding standards.
That seems a little important. Can you talk us about the inflation, but this time in France, please?
Over 1 year, according to the provisional estimate made at the end of the month, consumer prices would increase by 5.6% in September 2022, after plus 5.9% to previous months. This decrease of inflation will be due to the slowdown in energy and services. Prices of manufactured goods and are expected to rise over 1 year at a rate close to the previous months, and those of food products are expected to accelerate. Over 1 month, consumer prices are expected to fall by 0.5% after plus 0.5% in August. Service prices are expected to be reduced due to a more pronounced seasonal decline than last year in the price of some tourist-related services. For the third consecutive month, energy prices will fall in the wake of oil product price, manufactured goods and food would slow down. The harmonized index of consumer price is expected to rise by 6.2% year on year after, plus 6.6% in August. Over 1 month, it will be fall by 0.5% after, plus 0.5% the previous month.
Okay, I think that we all learned a very important thing today, so thank you very much. We'll talk about another World Cup, this time with Diana. It's to you.
Hello everyone. Today we will talk about the League of Legends World Cup, which took place during last October and November in United States, especially in Atlanta and New York.
Okay, but what is the League of Legends?
It's a multiplayer online battle arena video game developed and published by Riot Games. Two teams of five players battle in player versus player. Each of the 10 players controls a champion with unique abilities and different styles of play. They become more powerful by collecting experience points, earning gold, and purchasing items to defeat the opposing team.
And how do you do to win the game?
A team wins by pushing through to the enemy base and destroying their nexus. There are three ways to reach the nexus. the top lane, the middle lane and the bottom lane. The team is composed of a champion in the top lane, one in the middle lane, two in the bottom lane and one in the jungle, which is the region between the lanes. Now about the World Cup. Europe was represented by several teams this year.
Can you tell us how the different teams?
Yes, of course. There were Fnatic, Rogue, G2 and Mad Lions. Among them, one was world champion in 2015 and one was a finalist several times. But the best teams at League of Legends are Korean and Chinese teams.
And who won the cup?
Again this year, it was a Korean team called GRX that won the cup. Indeed, the jungler player of GRX played a champion called Kindred. This player is the best player in the world with Kindred. Moreover, this year it was a 100% Korean final. The finalist, T1, won World Cup 3 times and they have the best middle lane player the game has ever seen, Faker.
Okay, that's a lot of information. Can you now tell us your opinion about the World Cup this year?
Yes, this year's World Cup was the best of the history, in my opinion, both from a technical point of view and from a strategy point of view. Also, this year the stakes were high between the two finals teams because, for example, one of the bottom lane players of GRX played its last game of his life, so it was very emotional.
That's kind of cute. Now, can you give us your favorite player?
Yes, my favorite player is a player of Fnatic, is one of the bottom lane player, and its favorite champions are Tristana and Kennen.
Okay, thank you very much.
Have a nice day.
So now we will talk with Marie Blachère. You are a very famous cook reporter and today you are here to talk about healthy food, that's right?
Yeah. First I wanted to know what have you planned for this weekend?
Actually nothing special.
Great, because I have an idea after the catastrophic of economics and the environment. I wanted to introduce you a recipe. It's a healthy one. You can make your own bread this weekend.
Oh my God.
The key to make a healthy bread is the choice of your flour. You have to choose a wholemeal flour.
And why?
Because it contains 2 to 3 times more vitamins and minerals, salts, than in the French baguette, for example.
Okay, that seems cool, but we have a problem. I don't know how to cook because I don't cook often, and I don't know if I'm able to do it, so it is complicated?
No, of course not. Anyone can cook and it's really simple. So you just have to put 1 kilogram of whole flour in your kitchen robot. Then you add 10 grams of baker's yeast and 10 grams of salt. You put 600 grams of water and you let it mix for 5 minutes approximately. Then you let it rest for 1.5 hours. Your dough have to double. And you can put it in an oven with a glass of hot water and it will make it double faster. Then you put it into little bowls and you let it rest for 13 minutes more. And you can bake it in the oven preheated at 180 degrees Celsius for 15 minutes. Of course, you can add some seeds if you want and you can make the shape you want.
That seems a lot of things to do, but not a lot complicated. So I just need to know how much bread I can make with this recipe.
If you make little balls, you can have 10 breads for 1 or 2 persons. It depends on if you are greedy or not. And of course, you're going to use them during all week. So you can put it in your freezer to save them.
Okay.
And reheat them when you want. Sorry.
No problem. Perfect. And do you have a little tips to how do you use it?
Well, as winter is coming, I would advise you to make your own soup. and put butter on your on top of your little breads, and you can eat it with it. But you can also eat it with whatever you want, like eggs in the morning, for example.
Okay, perfect. Thank you very much. I think that I will be doing my bread this weekend.
Great.
Thank you. Thank you a lot to all of you, and have a nice day.
Hey, t'écoutes quoi en ce moment?
Radio Cham.
Mais c'est quoi Radio Cham?
La radio qui cuisine les ondes.